HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones, weekly on Urban Media Today Radio. A full report on all HBCU sports action. Also join us on a weekly basis on Urban Media Today, talking sports with our host Trevin A. Jones, sports columnist Ray Porter Jr., sports reporter Vince Butts, and the big guy, Alan Lincoln. That's all happening weekly on Urban Media Today Radio. Urban Media Today Talk Sports kicking off the third quarter. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, like I said. Anytime you get to sit at the round table with Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr., Aubrey Bruce, and myself, Trevin A. Jones, and get to talk sports, and you listen, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. That being said, we were funny. Comparing tight ends. Travis Kelce, yeah. Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Gronkowski, who I'm not a fan of. You know why?
Right.
Because of what he did to the Buffalo Bills defender last year. Shot. That's when he lost shot me. Artist, but yeah. You're comparing him, so go ahead with the comparison.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we already know what Gronkowski can do because of what he's done. I mean, he's had the 100 receptions. He's had the 1,300 yard receiving years. And he's, you know, despite his cheap shot antics from last year, he's one of the best in the game, probably the best tight end in the game, provided he stays healthy anyway. But what about Travis Kelce? I mean, he's been there since around 2014, and he's made quite the impression. I mean, he has 46 receptions for 407 yards already. No, 28 receptions for 407 yards already. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is getting it done, man, and he's very underrated. It so happens that they're in the same conference, but what y'all think about Kelce?
Oh, he's a phenomenal tight end. I mean, you know, you probably put him in a class top five in the league.
Right.
It's going to be tough to say, you know, who's better. I think that with the talent that Kelce has around him, he probably doesn't draw the double teams that Gronk does.
Right. It's true.
But you look at the receiving core that New England has, and, mm-hmm. and it doesn't compare to what Kansas City has. So, most nights he's going to have a favorable matchup because he's not getting double teamed.
Yeah.
They're not rolling the coverage to his side because they can't afford to with Kansas City's offense. But I can't say right now who's better. They're both phenomenal players. You give them an opportunity, they're both going to kill you.
I like that.
But also I think too that with Gronk, like you said, with Gronk's size, you almost got always have to have over and under
right.
coverage on him, you know?
Right.
Because if you don't, he's going to beat you either doing a short out
right.
or a little quick slant
right.
across the middle. Mm-hmm. But my thing is with Gronk, don't forget, look where he came from. Mm-hmm. He came from a high school that just got sued mm-hmm. for too much violence right. of his students, Woodland Hills.
Yeah,
so
that's
you can
true.
Imagine his mentality. You know, he's primal. He's primitive. Right. You know what right. I mean? And so that's how he approaches the game. Mm-hmm. But from a finesse standpoint, mm-hmm. from a cerebral standpoint, I have to go with Kelce,
right.
you know, as being a better tight end. From the physique and physical nature and getting open, mm-hmm. I have to go with Gronk.
Wow, that's interesting. Mm. I don't even know who I would say was the better tight end because I think I like them both, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I think they both just – I think Gronk has been more of a focus – more than Travis Kelce,
right.
Because he's a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But Gronk, you could always depend on him. I think Gronk helped make Tom Brady.
He's a security blanket.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, very much so.
Just like I think Heath Miller helped Ben Roethlisberger
early
in his career.
Absolutely.
So it was that type of connection.
Yeah.
So, and with Travis Kelce, I think that now that he has a quarterback in Mahomes, a quarterback like that, that he's going to be even better as time goes on. Mm-hmm. I think my focus now when it comes to that would be the Kansas City Chiefs are one of two undefeated teams in the NFL right
wow.
now. The other one is the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh,
okay.
Ho, ho, ho.
So that's where my focus is. When Ray went with the comparison, you know, getting ready for tomorrow night's game between the Chiefs and the Patriots, I'm like, yeah, I like the tight ends, but I'm looking at the fact that Kansas City is undefeated.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's only two teams left. Go ahead.
Fact is, they were undefeated last year, you know, and they were undefeated a couple other years too. But maybe this is the year to go over the hump.
I think so, because mm-hmm. I'm liking the quarterback. I'm yeah. liking the, I'm actually liking the weapons yeah. that, that Mahomes has mm-hmm. at his disposal.
Yeah.
And then the defense for the Chiefs has been playing lights out too.
Yeah, they have
and
a
I
look
think
about
that makes
them.
A big difference.
I
you
do
know?
Agree.
And you guys heard me hate on Tom Brady before, and I'm not mm-hmm. hating on him, but I'm just not sold. I don't think he's the thing that got me is when people started calling Tom Brady the GOAT.
The GOAT. Yeah.
Okay. I don't see him as the greatest of all time.
That's right.
And when you're talking football, mm-hmm. okay, because there's just been too many greats that have come through this game, you know. And you say he's the greatest quarterback of all time? Mm-hmm. Nah, man. I mean, I wasn't a Joe Montana fan, but Joe Montana with the San Francisco 49ers,
Joe Cool.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? When you had Roger Staubach with the Dallas Cowboys, you know, years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, you had Dan Fouts with the San Diego Chargers
yeah.
years ago. Okay,
all those stats he piled
so,
up.
Yeah.
yeah,
and then you had Warren Moon. I mean, come
yeah,
on, man.
For sure.
And you're gonna call Tom Brady the greatest of all time?
Yeah, sometimes
maybe the greatest of his time.
Yeah,
but not the greatest of all time.
But see, here's my thought on that too, man. I think it's just a contradiction of terms. I don't think anybody can say there's a great. If any sport, I mean, you know, Michael Jordan.
Greatest of all time, they can't.
No, but like you said, greatest of his era or of his generation. That, yeah, I can get with. In the 70s, yeah. I mean, I think you missed one, but I'm not going to go home.
You're not going to say Terry Bradshaw.
No, I'm definitely going to say Terry Bradshaw.
Can I say this with you? Hey, brother.
First person to win four Super Bowls, man. Give him his credit.
I have to join your team on Bradshaw. Maybe not statistically, but when he accepted his gold jacket at the Hall of Fame, he said two things. One of the things was, what was your favorite play? They'd be in the huddle, and Starworth and Swan corroborated. What's the play? Go deep, baby. Go deep. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, Chuck Noll sent a play into Bradshaw to run a sort of option with Franco Harris. I think it was a 15 option left or something. Mm. And so the thing about it, Terry got the signals wrong from Chuck Noll, right? Mm. So he ran a fake quarterback screen up the middle and had Starworth do a short fade. Mm. So they ran a play. It was a touchdown. So they said Chuck Noll ran to him. I told you to run this play, blah, blah, blah. He said, well, I'm sorry, I made the mistake, but the mistake cost us a touchdown.
That's funny.
So the thing is, Bradshaw probably statistically wasn't the greatest.
No.
But he was the one I want to have in the alley with me when I'm getting ready to rumble for real.
Just clutch. I mean, he was just clutching clutch times. But I'm glad you brought up Dan Fouts. I mean, high-scoring offense. But it's just unfortunate that they could never get to a Super Bowl once, at least. Yeah.
If you're going to put Dan Fouts in there because and he never won a Super Bowl, then you can't leave out Dan Marino.
Oh, absolutely. You know? I would never leave out Marino. I mean, Marino was just – he was who he was, you know. So, yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, the thing about always like coming up with a greatest is
– It's just so –
It's so difficult.
It is.
Because you have different eras. Like, I think – like, whenever – someone asked that question, I need like a couple weeks to do research because I want to break it down to you know, like 10 year 20 year careers years and like 10 year groups of time, because I need to pull out like who are the five best in the last 10 years or the last 20 years or this era of football players. And then go the previous generation, and pull out those players, and then compare from there, because you know, like, what are you comparing? You know, you're gonna have a guy like Dan Marino who never won a Super Bowl,
right?
Do you want to disqualify him because he didn't win a Super Bowl?
No, it's not fair.
And then a guy, you know, and I'm not bashing Bradshaw, but you know, Bradshaw won what, four?
He won four, yeah.
And so is that a qualifier or a disqualifier? No. I mean, I'm sure it plays into the equation.
I think it's a motivator.
Yeah.
And this is one thing that people never bring up. And being from the older generation, it kind of just irks me. Mm-hmm. The Patriots played in two Super Bowls pre-Spygate and lost both of them, right? Mm-hmm. And after Spygate, they start winning. So for me, if you can't win without cheating, I'm not giving you no credit. I'm not going to call you the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. You know, they played in two Super Bowls before Spygate and lost both.
Interesting. Here's a thought, though. And along with the congratulations of this quarterback for what he did on Sunday, last Sunday, Drew Brees.
Oh.
What's your thoughts on him? I mean,
totally class. Mm-hmm. And think about Breeze is that he doesn't have to cheat. If you watch Drew Brees play football and play quarterback, you see him come up to the line, and he looks around, and you know he's reading the defense. They didn't steal any defensive signals from the other team. They don't know anything about – he is, to me, truly, Drew Brees and Joe Montana would be my pick. I can't say one or two, but the two greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Mm-hmm. 72,103 yards.
Wow, that's insane!
And then how did he set the record by throwing a 60-yard touchdown? You know?
72,103 yards. Insane, he has 499 touchdowns.
So he get ready to set another one if you know.
But now this is interesting. You guys are talking about what you're talking about because, you know, in baseball, you know, if you hit the ball. What, three times out of 10 times? Mm-hmm. You're almost good. Perfect.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. You're excellent.
333.
Yeah. So you're perfect.
Right.
Drew Brees has 228 interceptions.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a lot of interceptions. Yeah. Yeah. But he's thrown for 72,000 yards.
Yeah, that's something.
But okay, if you're fighting a war, okay, then when the defense can cross your boundary, which is what an interception represents. Mm-hmm. But look how far they had to go. 72,000.
72,103.
That's a lot of mileage, man. That's for sure.
Compare
that to the yardage of the yardage from those 200 some interceptions. Right. Mm. Compare that to the 72,000 yards. It doesn't even make the radar. Right.
I think it's something that when he was drafted, I believe it was 2000 by the San Diego Chargers.
Yep, in the second round. Yeah. He was a second round draft pick.
Out of Purdue University.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's 2001. I think
2001. Okay, good. I appreciate that. And I remember one person asking me, "Did I think Pittsburgh was going to get him?" And I told him, "No, they already had their quarterback, Cordell Stewart." Mm-hmm. And as a result, they called me prejudiced.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, "Go sit down somewhere."
Oh yeah.
But I would have never thought. Now, who would have thunk it? Especially going to the Chargers, who just kill everybody's career, in my opinion, other than Phillip Rivers, who's still standing. But
barely.
It took them drafting Phillip Rivers for him to finally get his spot. You know, for him to move on. Was he traded or he signed a contract?
No, he got injured his I think rotator cuff.
Okay, that's right. Yeah,
and so then I think he was going to go to Miami.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and but ended up in New Orleans. I don't know if I have to look it up. I don't remember the specifics of why he didn't go to Miami. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he failed a physical or whatnot.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think if he had stayed in San Diego,
he'd have done his thing.
I think he would have still done his thing.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Because it just seemed like he was so. I mean, he had LT on the team, Tomlinson, and he had a few good receiving weapons. He had Gates as well, but I don't know. Maybe, in my opinion, I need to look at his stats again. He just seems so mediocre compared to what he's doing now.
I just think he just needed a change of scenery.
I don't think it was a question
of personnel.
Yeah.
I think that dude would have been phenomenal.
Wherever he played.
Right. And then, and I think they would have surrounded him, mm-hmm. you know, with decent talent. You know, I don't want to take away from the players that he has had. Because I think he makes – he makes those receivers better.
Oh yeah, but look at that! In the age of all the quarterbacks that were before him, when Peyton Manning was still quarterbacking, of course you still have Brady, and you have several others as well. It always seems like he's the one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That either folks just don't talk about, don't forget about, almost kind of like how Travis Kelce is in a sense.
Because he's playing in New Orleans, that's why he's playing with the Saints.
But the Saints are pretty decent, though.
But the Saints just became decent
compared to last year
and not so recent past.
But they won a Super Bowl in 2011, man.
Okay, and I got that.
I mean, nine.
Before then, they just are not their big NBA market, you know. But they're not a huge NFL market. They have become one, but just in that market kind of threw them out.
Yeah, that's just my opinion. But
no, I hear what you're saying.
I got to say this. You were talking about Tom Brady being the greatest of all time. And this is one of the reasons why I always question it. He might not be the greatest of the generation. Yeah, he has more rings because he's been with a team. Football is a team sport.
It is a team sport.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So to pick with a quarterback who's engineering a team, and I get it, he's got his rings. But he has 67,000 yards passing. Drew Brees is still playing too and has 72,000 yards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for you to just ignore the fact that Drew Brees is who is still playing, has over 72,000 yards passing, and you're going to say, oh, yeah, but Tom Brady's the greatest of all time. I can't buy it. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't buy it.
And then look at his stats. I mean, the dude, he spits out 5,000-yard seasons, man, passing yard seasons. He broke Marino's record with 5,476 yards. That's almost – goodness gracious, that's almost close to 6,000. Think of players, quarterbacks that ain't never had that in their career.
I mean, stat-wise, though, I mean, it's about a 5,000-yard difference. Right. Tom Brady got injured towards ACL, so he didn't play a whole year. So, I mean, you can conceivably say
there
that.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
I don't care if they cut his leg off. They still cheated. They still cheated for 4 or 5 years. So, you know what I mean? So they cheated, and they got more yards because they cheated.
So now before even, and I'm not even cutting Vince off, I'm trying to save the show right now. We're going to take a timeout. It's the end of the third quarter. We'll be right back. It gets interesting as it is. Believe that. We'll be right back.
You have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? Now think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.
It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr., Aubrey Bruce, and yeah, things got kind of heated. I'm glad that the whistle was blown for the third quarter, and to be honest with you. But Vince had a point. We were talking about quarterbacks. We were talking about Tom Brady. We were talking about Drew Brees. We're talking NFL football right now. Vince, go ahead and make that point that you were going to say before I cut us off trying to save the show.
No, I just think I'm a fan of football. I don't know that he cheated or not. I don't know. I don't know if Bill Belichick cheated or not. I understand the allegations.
Sure was fine. They had the tapes until Roger Goodell got rid of them.
I mean, I mean, there's something to that. But I still think that, you know, players go out there and play the game and perform. Mm-hmm. You can make a case. Did they have signals when Malcolm Butler got that interception?
Right.
You know, I mean, right. it's
good point.
So, I mean, people are going to talk about Tom Brady, and I know people, you know, don't like him and they don't like Belichick. In one sense, you can have the asterisk if you want, but I still think they're great in their respective roles. I think you know, like Trevin had said, you know, a little bit ago, football is a team sport. There's so much that goes into it that I don't take away from, and I don't put too much on an individual. I think you have to give equal parts credit. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Belichick deserves some credit for getting his team in position to win Super Bowls, to be successful, just as you give Tom Brady credit and everybody that's involved. You know, how many Super Bowls did the Steelers win? Six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think there's equal credit to go around.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
I mean, it's truly a team sport, and you need there's so many integral parts, mm-hmm, to being successful. Not to mention a little bit of luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that goes into winning a championship at any level.
But you know, the reason why the Patriots were exposed is, like, first of all, one of their former assistant coaches, Eric Mangini. Mm-hmm. But the reason why Mangini exposed them, because they had beat like Jets, mm-hmm. and they started talking smack. Well, mm-hmm. bah, 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 they were so great. Mm-hmm. And Mangini said, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. they ain't so great because mm-hmm. they've been cheating all these years, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And he gave the NFL the tapes, and the NFL destroyed them.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I'm saying that had they kept their humility and stayed humble, mm-hmm. nobody would have ever known the tapes existed. So that's where I become irritated with Belichick and Brady, not because of the fact that he's an excellent coach, mm-hmm. the team is excellently coached, mm-hmm. but and they're well coached. But the thing about it is, you can't come sleep with my wife.
So I got to step in and save the show again. There we go. No, we're done hating on the Patriots right now. I think Aubrey yes. summed it up.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think we're good. Now, I didn't mean to cut you off, man.
Oh, but yeah, what you did. That's okay.
That being said, I want to talk more football. I don't want to talk about the Patriots, though, mm-hmm. because we spent a lot of time talking about the Patriots and the Chiefs who are playing tomorrow night. We talked about Tom Brady, which I understand. I like that Ray brought up Drew Brees because his accomplishment was just something incredible, that should man. Not go yeah. 72,000 yards. I right. just can't fathom
just
that.
Put him in the Hall of Fame right now.
Right, exactly.
I agree.
What about the L.A. Rams, gentlemen? Oh. They're the other undefeated team in the league.
I mean, I applaud that team, man. Look at them, man. Offense, defense, man.
What's the key? You know, was it getting Aaron Donald and putting in Ndamukong Suh in the middle of that defensive
yeah,
press?
That's part of it.
Hey, look, they gave Aaron Donald his monies. You know what I'm saying? And Suh, look at that combination. I mean, we know that that's only going to be 1 year. Can you imagine them trying to sign him again? But, hey, you never know. But then they Todd Gurley, Jared right. Goff.
Right.
I mean, come on. That's a stacked team.
Yeah.
A few years ago, when Suh was in his rookie year, I covered – the Patriots and the Lions for Thanksgiving Day mm. in Detroit. Mm. And Suh was like, looked like a cartoon, like picking up like yeah. offensive linemen, yeah. throwing them. I said, this guy is insane, yeah. right? So it's just like Chicago now has Mac, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. with Suh and Donald mm-hmm. and the offense of the Rams.
Yeah.
I pity the rest of the NFC. Right.
And they might be the toast of the conference right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I brought them up because it's L.A. Rams.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It used to be a joke.
They had to move
from
to become
St. Louis. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's yeah. like it's like you move from St. Louis and all of a sudden now things are happening.
Yeah. Isn't that deep? With Jeff
you
Fisher,
had all the amenities. You had
Jeff
the
Fisher's
Dome
players,
stadium,
man.
Yeah. All the amenities, you know?
Yeah, so I'm just like, I'm excited. And Todd Gurley, I've been a fan.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
Even
yeah.
last year, I was just impressed with the numbers that he put up. And he's consistent.
Yes, sir.
You know, as a running back. Go ahead, Vince. You seem like you want to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I see it coming.
That whole analogy hurt for me.
The what? Say
that,
it again.
That analogy hurt for me.
It hurt?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because when the Browns left.
And went to Baltimore.
They went to Baltimore.
And they became famous. As the Ravens. Right.
Got a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right.
Got a couple yeah. Super Bowls.
Exactly. About what, six you years know. Later, huh?
Yeah.
See, yeah. So I feel you on that one. So now, yeah, because even when the Browns and the Ravens play, it's like the old Browns against the new Browns.
Very much so.
That's the way I look at it. Right. But, yeah, I get that, too. And speaking of the Browns,
didn't new kids on the block.
Now, I don't know how new. But if I mean, I want to, I think I'm going to try to pat myself on the back again here. Because I think, Vince, you correct me, because I know you're the Cleveland Browns fan. Mm-hmm. But didn't I say that the Cleveland Browns are going to be a different team this year mm-hmm. because of the youth on that team? Mm-hmm. And I was pointing to Jabril Peppers,
right.
Who was in the secondary. Mm-hmm. I was pointing to Myles Garrett, mm-hmm. Who was on that defensive line, mm-hmm. the part of that defensive front, and who's been, when he played the Ray's team.
What team is that?
Just came through and just did big time things, right. you know. Right. Albeit it was in Cleveland, right. and yet Cleveland has to come to Pittsburgh to play. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be a pivotal game for the Steelers.
I think so,
you guys mind me there, because I think that's going to turn one of those two teams around. Because mm-hmm. if the Cleveland Browns actually pay a visit to the Pittsburgh Steelers in Heinz Field and play the way they played the first game and can come away with a win, I think that's going to hurt the Steelers' psyche first and foremost, and it's just going to shoot the psyche of the Cleveland Browns through the roof. That's just my opinion.
Well, I think that if Ben Roethlisberger can miss the turnovers that he did in Cleveland, they're going to have garbage on his lawn like they had Tommy Maddox, number one. in Cleveland. See, people keep forgetting that when you give another team a turnover, that means their offense is going to be on the field right. one series more than your defense. Right. So that's the thing. The Cleveland is not to be toyed with. Pittsburgh was lucky to get a tie, 21 because Cleveland should have won that game technically.
Right. Yeah, I think so too. I heard someone say that Cleveland should be 5-0 right now. I don't know if they should be 5-0, but they have maybe 4-1. Yeah, I would definitely give that.
3-1-1.
Yeah, something like that. I would definitely give them that. All right, so before we run out of time, I know that everybody has something that they want to talk about in the world of sports. So, Vince, I think it's your turn to start first. What you got?
What do I have? I know we talked about this earlier, but there's a slew of games coming up to start the NBA season. If you guys don't have an NBA ticket, you better get it. On Tuesday, we talked about Philly at Boston and how much fun that's going to be to watch. We also have OKC at Golden State. So Russ Westbrook gets to go up against KD again and renew that rivalry. On Wednesday night, Cleveland and Toronto. I'm curious to see how these young Cavs play against Kawhi Leonard and Toronto, how well they're going to be able to compete. You have the Brow for James Harden and CP3 Carmelo. So you have New Orleans Pelicans at Houston, Minnesota at San Antonio. Will Jimmy Butler still be a part of that team with all the drama that's going on? And if he is, how does he coexist with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins? Then you have a couple rookies, Doncic and DeAndre Ayton, Dallas at Phoenix. On Wednesday night. Then on Thursday, we have the Los Angeles Lakers at the Portland Trail Blazers. So all you basketball fans, like, get strapped in. It's going to be an awesome start of the NBA season.
Wow. I'm excited. On the Tuesday, you know, I don't have an NBA ticket. I'm going to have to look into it, though. But
yeah, me too.
Yeah, but, man, I can't wait to see highlights. Because it's going to be off the hook. All right, Ray, what you got?
Yeah, I just have to give, I have to lament, I tell you, play the music. My pick for the World Series is no longer there. The New York Yankees could not measure up to the juggernaut that was the Boston Red Sox.
How could you pick the Yankees, man?
Easy, man. Like, nah, I picked
them too. Though,
I was like, did you pick it?
and you know, I could have said something, but you know, I'm such a stone cold gentleman.
Vince was on it. I already saw him look at me like, yo, wait a minute.
Yeah, I was there. But the thing about it is, like Aubrey has spoke about emotional picks. Yeah, you know, I've always had great respect for them, but I knew their pitching had always been concerning for me. And I'm sorry, you cannot slug and homer your way into a championship. You got to have good pitching. And Boston's pitching, led by Kevin Price, they're just beastly. And it's poetic justice, in my opinion. Today, it would be fitting for them to go up against the defending champs in the Houston Astros in the ALCS. So, hats off to Boston. It's going to be a heck of a series there with them in Boston, you know. Because, you know, we know Houston got some good pitchers, too. So, I just want to say, hey, it's unfortunate, but Yankees, you just have to go get them next year.
Next year? You got to wait a whole year?
A whole year.
Didn't we just spend a lot of money on Giancarlo Stanton?
A whole lot. Just took on his salary, man.
Yeah, so now we still got to wait till next year?
It's a shame. Doesn't it hurt after you just lose a playoff game and they say wait till next year?
Yeah, it hurt me bad.
That's about as supportive as heat rash. It's ridiculous, man.
He said heat rash. Vince, you heard him? He said heat rash.
Yes, sir.
All right, Aubrey, what you got, man?
Well, I want to talk about the Yinzers for a second. I'm talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, here we go.
And it wasn't me.
The Yinzers. Okay. Well, I'm going to put myself in the Yinzer category, right? Because I really think that this Cincinnati game is not going to be as close as people think it's going to be. I really think that if Joe Hayden stays healthy, that game, set, match. I think the Steelers are going to come out there not only with a win, but a convincing win. I think it's going to turn their season around. I think when they go to M&T Bank, play Baltimore, it's going to be a different story with Joe Hayden back. So, okay, guys, quit. You can throw your snuff buckets out in the yard now, because the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to recover, and they are going to win the AFC North.
Did he say the Pittsburgh Steelers? The AFC? Oh, you know what? I liked that build-up that he just had. He said they're going to win, and he said the AFC North. I thought he was going to say the Super Bowl.
I might be stupid, but I'm not crazy.
So, yeah, you kind of bailed yourself out there. So I was like, okay, it's a big buildup. He said, no, the AFC North. Okay, but I don't know if that's going to happen because I think the Cleveland Browns are going to have something to say. And then the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, they're playing well. Mm-hmm. I mean, they always seem to shoot themselves in the foot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know, man. I don't think the Steelers – I like Mike Tomlin as a coach. I have respect for the Steelers organization, the franchise. But I don't
Joe Hayden left in the first quarter of the Cleveland game.
Yeah, I understand. And he used to play for the Cleveland Browns, too. And I was a fan when he played with Cleveland. So, yeah, exactly. Stay in the game. Because, you know what? Yeah, we have some time left. I think that this Le'Veon Bell thing is going to jinx the Steelers' psyche. I think it's going to mess it up because I think you got James Conner gaining momentum, gaining confidence. Mm-hmm. He had 100 yards rushing last week, which offensive player of the week type of thing last week. Mm-hmm. So, and then you got T.J. Watt coming in and getting defensive player of the week because with his three sacks. Mm-hmm. But I just think that you bring somebody like Le'Veon in now, it's like you're almost saying the franchise is going to be like, okay, now he's back, so we got to get him in there and get him some game time. Mm-hmm. Of course, out of respect for the type of player he is, you got to do that. But then what does that do to the rest of the team?
Absolutely.
You know, unsaid. You know, I'm not saying what they're going to say to the media, what we're going to see, what we're going to hear. Mm-hmm. It's like unsaid in that locker room, what's going to happen, you know, if he comes back. And heaven forbid if Le'Veon comes back and doesn't produce.
But does he?
They'll ride him out of town on the rail.
I mean, the Steelers are actually in a very good position. I mean, you have, with the exception of having to pay Le'Veon, prorated $14-something million, mm-hmm. you don't have to play him. You don't have to play him a lot.
Okay, that's a variable.
I don't know. I think they're in a good position. You have a young, hard running back in James Conner. Mm-hmm. He is a heart and soul type player, and if you watch games, you know he's having a ball out there. Mm-hmm. You know he's having a ball when he's celebrating with Juju and Antonio Brown. He's having a ball when he's running over defenders. Mm-hmm. He's just enjoying playing the game, and I think you love to have that type of energy and enthusiasm on your football team.
All right, I agree. So that's going to wrap up the fourth quarter. I think Vince did it eloquently, don't you?
Yeah.
It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr., and Aubrey Bruce joining myself, Trevin A. Jones, at the Urban Media Today Roundtable in the Urban Media Today Radio Studios. God, thanks for that. We'll see you next week.
Urban Media Today Talks Sports every week on Urban Media Today Radio, where you can listen in on free music and podcasts on our SoundCloud station at Urban Media Today. And for more information, log on to urbanmediatoday.com, your lifestyle, entertainment, and sports blog website.
What type of games being played? How's it doing down? I get up, all right?